This meditation is on facing disappointment. So today, an amazing amount of disappointment is arising in the system. So I figured, why not? Let's take this journey together. We can even use this felt sensation of disappointment as a portal to the divine. Everything can be used by spirit to help us to awaken, if only we're willing. And so with that willingness, I invite you to join me in this journey of being with disappointment. If you feel called to, you can close your eyes, but you don't have to. It's up to you. Right now, in this moment, the felt sensation of disappointment is happening. I mostly feel it in the chest area. It feels heavy, like a weighed down, pressed down feeling. So I just want to give you some time now to tune in into your own heart. And if disappointment is what you're feeling, I invite you to look within and to feel into this gift, this offering, this energetic happening that wants to be seen. Why? Because it's here. The feeling feels so heavy, it almost feels like I want to cry. But as I pay attention more and more to this particular feeling, I'm just noticing what's here to notice. The edges. How big does it feel? For me, it feels like it takes up the entire chest area towards the front of the body. And for you, it may feel entirely different. So just notice what there is to notice. Behind the feeling, I notice there are a lot of stories. Stories of, I wish this were different. I wish that relationship would have worked out. I wish that person would talk to me. So there's a lot of different stories spinning that are the actual cause of the feeling of disappointment. So just notice what stories are playing. Now somehow the disappointment has morphed into sadness. And there's an element of grief. So just notice how emotions change within just this short 5 minutes. The disappointment shifted into sadness and grief. Just notice the flux. Notice how emotions are constantly shifting and changing. What's apparent is because emotions are constantly shifting and changing, they must not be what we are. Must not be what I am. But yet, here it is. This felt sense of sadness. But at the same time, I'm also noticing this sense of aliveness that feels like it's coming up through the legs and around the sadness. And just notice what's in this present moment for you, alive. What is alive for you here now? So it's so interesting how sadness can be felt and at the same time aliveness is felt. I keep giggling because it's a joy to see this. It's a joy to see that I am not this sadness, but yet somehow sadness is here. So, the invitation is to turn our attention even deeper, deeper into the heart area. If you're still in the head about what you're feeling, then the invitation is just to allow the concentration and the focus of your energy and attention to move below the neck. Feel into, sense into your heart area, your chest area, deep inside, and see what there is to find. Have the courage and the willingness to see. Yes, it takes courage and willingness. And if you're still with me, let's honor that courage. The courage that you're still here, wanting to look within and to see what the heart has to offer. The truth that is here and what gift can be in this. Sensation. It doesn't even want to be called disappointment anymore. It doesn't even want to be called sadness. It's just a sensation in the heart area. And what's it like to be with it now? with no labels except the label sensation. There is a sensation being felt now. There is a sensation being felt now. What do you notice? What is awareness alighting on? There we are. Oh, that oh so familiar tender ache. In the Radiant Sutras, there's a line that is so powerful. There's an ache in the heart that is holy. To be in touch with this tender ache, this exquisite vulnerability. It is a doorway. It is an opening. Let's be with this tender ache. Let's be with this exquisite sadness. It feels like a deep longing. The ache feels like a longing. And if this deep ache, this longing could speak and could had a voice and could say what it needed to say, what might it say? I am here. I am here. I am. Isn't it amazing how sadness can be sweet? It truly does feel like a sweet sadness. It feels like it is a gateway to the real. What's real for you now? and the heart softens. And a smile creeps on the face. It's amazing to witness and see how when we choose to be tender with the tenderness, with that tender ache, that holy ache inside that some call sadness, started with that feeling of disappointment. But yet here we are now, in this now moment, where aliveness is being felt. An inner experience of tender sweetness. A feeling of being here, now, just as this moment. The heart relaxes. Can you feel the tension melting away? Where is that initial felt sensation of disappointment that was there at the beginning of this meditation? Where is that disappointment now? If you don't spin any stories and don't drudge up the past or project into the future, but you're just here, just now. Just this. Where is the disappointment? Where? Right now, freedom is here. The freedom to feel, the freedom to be, the freedom to be with and attend lovingly to what is. And now the heart feels full, enriched, nourished. Nourished by the fullness of Shakti, of the life force energy, the heart feels like it's being held gently, lovingly, almost, or maybe even a giddiness, a felt sensation of giddiness in the heart, a sense of elation, a sense of well-being. This well-being is our truth. So the invitation is to abide in this felt sense of well-being. Know that at any time that you should need to or desire, you can come back to this infinite well within your own heart. And as you've seen, transformation happens. Alchemy happens. Restoration happens. Upliftment happens. May this day bring this discovery deeper and deeper into your own inner realization. May you be centered in bliss.